At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Oh, hey, sometimes the stuff behind the scenes you guys are never purviewed to, that was glorious for me to just sit back and watch it.
I did not realize that I could add a real estate agent to my portfolio, but now I'm officially in the real estate business.
We have to explain this properly because it's so funny.
Or am I an interior designer? I don't know.
It's so funny.
But there's a group of folks walking around the building, and they have like
suits and mustaches, Ray.
And they have pads of paper. They have like where they, you know, the pad where they flip the piece of paper over the back, write a whole page, flip it over. And we're about to start the pod, and the guy's like, "Hey, man, I got some real estate agents, I'm showing the building. You mind if we come in for a minute?"
Yeah,
sure. Come on, man. You guys want to be on the pod? No. We don't want to be on the podcast. Okay, cool. So we're sitting here.
That'd have been dope if they said yeah.
And the guy's like, "Hey, man, let me ask you a question."
This is where it gets funny. I stepped back because I never just offer up my services for free. I don't ever work for free unless it's a sore losers convention. Hey-o!
I didn't offer my services up for free. So he asked me.
They asked lunch, and I'm just sitting back here dying to myself because he's not an expert. Please continue.
They look at me and they said, "Expert." I mean, this dude with his Rock Chalk Jayhawk shirt on, his hair that hadn't been cut in about 2 months.
"Hey, buddy, can we ask you a couple questions?"
"Yeah, man, we got some very important questions. We're going to make million-dollar decisions
because of your input.
On your input." "Yeah, go for it, man. Shoot from the hip." So, like,
he goes, "If you were a songwriter,
well," he said, "first, if you were going to rent this space, is this a good space?
And we come into it.
Is this desired?
Dude, this is our home. We desire our own home, us and Clay and Buck."
I mean, it's desirable for one, not desirable for another. I mean, tomato, tomatoes. One person's trash is another person's treasure.
"Well, we love it, but Clay and Buck have never left their house in about 2 years, if that's the answer you were looking for,
sir." Yeah, he's like, "Oh, are you Clay or are you Buck?" "No, I'm neither, man."
And I said, I don't even give a fuck. And he goes, "Oh, you're Buck." And I said, "No, I said I don't give a fuck."
So then he points to the little, like, producer room behind me. He goes, "So do you have to use that room if you're using this room?" And I said, "No, man, if you're a live show and you want to have a producer, they would sit in that room. But besides that, you don't really need that room." He goes, "Oh, that's really interesting."
You were correct with that.
Then.
That wasn't the end of the questions. They kept coming.
Then he says, "So if you were a songwriter..."
They're asking a semi-homeless guy in a Rock Chalk Jayhawk shirt.
I know I scream screenwriter. I know I scream musician.
These guys never wrote a hit, much less wrote a sentence.
I mean, I haven't wrote a verse. I don't even know how to write a chorus.
And then he fielded songwriter questions.
Then I was hit with the songwriter question of 2024. So if you were a songwriter, how would the size of this room work for you? And I said, well, I got to be honest with you. As a songwriter, this room may be too big. You can almost cut this room in half. And as a songwriter, I'd be happy. And he goes, well, that's good to know, man. Then one of the ladies chimed in. She goes, we could actually, this could be a shared conference room.
Right, so I think she was... Was she saying conference for songwriters, or was she discrediting your idea?
She was shooting down my idea of the songwriter.
You're going back and forth with the contractors. Why do you think you don't put your hands in something if you're not getting paid or involved? That's why I stepped back.
Because it's kind of fun to get in on like whatever the hell they're doing.
So you and this lady are going head to head. She goes, it would be much better served in the conference room.
She goes, I mean, we could make this a shared conference room for the two suites over there.
What about my input that I just gave?
And I was like, well, I don't think you realize how big this room is once you...
You did say that.
I
you
said,
did
once you...
say that. You
what, once you take this board out and these seats and the whole setup, you don't realize how much space you're going to have in this room.
So have you ever seen this room without the board?
No.
So then how do you know?
I'm just going off of our other studio for the big show. That
stop laughing.
When we took the board out and this little like setup, the room was huge. So I feel like this room is a lot bigger than we realize. So that's why I said, but if you take this board out, you don't realize how big the room is. So cutting it in half for a songwriter, beautiful. Then there's this window in the back corner that is pointless. It is an absolutely pointless window.
I mean, you just gave them such free advice and help. People pay. Dude, we paid $500 to a lady to come pick out colors that tell us black and white on our house. I think our house is black and white. So, I mean, you just gave free consultation.
This is my dipping my toes in the water to my consulting business.
Okay, so that's why you said you should be a real estate person.
Yes. Now I am able to consult. And I can. Do you have any clients? Well, yeah, absolutely, I do. What is their name? I don't know. They just came in the building. They asked me some things. I'm sure I could look them up, and they will tell you I gave them great advice.
And so, like, would you come in here and write? Yeah, I would write in here.
That's when they hit me with, "What about the window? Do you want the window to be bigger?" Or, and I said, "Man, that really just shows the parking garage. That window's pretty much pointless."
Good advice.
He's like, "Oh, good to know." Good
Dude,
to know.
You should have hit him with a song and been like, well, actually, I wrote our song in here.
Taylor and I sat right around here. She sat in that corner. I was in that corner, and we wrote.
Damn it. If I would have been rolling, and then you and me just said, actually, he wrote one of Taylor's songs with her, and then those people's jaw would have dropped.
I mean, just fantastic. It was a great start to what was going to be a great pod, because then the guy, as he's leaving, he goes, oh, Jayhawks, huh? Who you guys got today? And I'm like, well, this guy's a big fan.
Yeah, they play two games in a row in 8 hours.
Yeah, they play like back to back. I don't think that's possible, man. They played last night. But yeah, anyway. And he goes,
yeah, they played breakfast ball this morning.
He goes, well, I'm a Gamecocks fan, dude. He goes, we got our ass kicked by Oregon. That was fun. And he goes, you guys have a good day. You too. Let me know if you guys need anything. And that's when they left.
Easily 5 to 10 questions you answered for him.
Yeah.
I didn't answer one. I sat back the whole time.
Yeah, and at one point I left the room and they stopped talking and waited for me to come back. I had to go get my headphones, and I was like, I was thinking
they had more questions for you.
I was thinking that we were done, the conversation was over, they were done looking at it, like there's nothing really to see. So I walked over, got my headphones, came back in, and the question started again. I was like, who knew that as the expert, you could leave and people will sit there and wait for you to return to ask more questions?
Yeah, they didn't, because I didn't even speak up. So they must have thought, he is less than thou. He doesn't know anything but just hitting buttons. Whereas that other guy, he really is the mind and he knows the dynamics of a room. That was impressive.
That guy runs this place. The other guy's just an employee. And I don't think they're right, but I think it's 50-50.
That was great, dude.
That was fun.
That was a Facebook reference, guys. Yeah. Nobody else got the reference.
Sword Losers Podcast on Facebook. Join us. All right, let's go, dude.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
We got so much to talk about.
I really wanted them, though, to be on the pod.
I asked them
I know.
If they wanted to be on. I said, you guys want to be on the pod? Oh, no. We're just real estate people looking at some things. Well, that's okay. We can talk about what you're looking at.
And then after they were so intrusive, invasive, I don't know exactly the word to use, then the guy hits us on the way out with, oh, so sorry, guys, so sorry. Well, I mean, yeah, you just asked lunch 20 questions.
Yeah.
You're sorry. You just burdened this guy. It's March Madness.
Yeah, I already got so much on my mind. My bracket is filled out. My bracket is, I mean, it's not busted. It's not perfect, but there's a lot going on. I mean, what a day. I mean, let's just get to it. Let's just start.
Trying to remember, that one dude was like 70 on the way out, and he tried hitting, saying something. And I was about to be like...
Did he try to hit a joke?
Yeah, no, he tried trying to like making fun of it. And I was like, hey, Santa Claus! Let us handle this, man. Let the millennials do the pottying.
I guess I missed it because I was so focused on my consulting work that I didn't catch the barb that he threw at us.
It's a really good sounding room.
It is. You should hear that. I mean, you guys should download the podcast and see... The dynamic of the room, how the soundproof walls, everything works.
Dude, we tell them, hey, if you guys really want to hear sonically what it's like, just stick for the intro.
Arnold, get over here, you son of a bitch-ass mother!
Oh, you're kidding me!
They get to see that. All right, we're going to do it live!
They're like, this dude is hitting an imaginary person. Like, what?
We're doing it live, Arnold!
Okay, madness, and it's March!
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I'm married to Baser. West, north side, Nashville, country, farmland, no fence, planted 5 trees. Nice home. I enjoy going home. Baser's getting better. It's March. The madness is here. I really should almost do my own spinoff podcast. I have so much to talk about.
Go for it.
But please.
No. I want to hear what you want to talk about.
Well, we could also break down the crime because there's been some revelations. Been a lot.
There has.
Lots to talk about. The kid that disappeared in Nashville, Riley.
Okay.
Maybe we do it later.
Okay, maybe we'll do it later.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why you're the host. Maybe we start with the madness.
I think we should probably start with the madness. I mean, Ray, I you know that bracket that Pepsi was doing where you get $100,000 for trying to pick the worst bracket?
So that would be tough now.
Ray, I have more right on that bracket than I do my actual bracket.
Because you should.
No.
Oh, right where you were trying to miss them.
I was trying to miss them. NC State wins. Washington State wins. Duquesne wins. Oakland wins.
Did you not know about Duchesne?
Who beat NC State? Drake? Who did Drake? Washington State?
Yeah.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
You didn't know about Duchesne?
Oh, shut up.
I didn't redo my bracket because I watched this TV show and this guy's like, Duchesne, and the line was 9 or something. I mean, that was a lock. You should have gone to Vegas, flown there, and bet it. Because this guy convinced me on TV. He said, dude, Duchesne's a solid-ass team. He goes, they're going to give him a run for their money. They could easily win this game. And they did.
Listen, it was bananas. And that's another thing. I was doing an Eliminator-style pool. One of them, you had to pick one winner. The other pool I'm in, you had to pick 2 winners per day. And my 2 picks were BYU and Oregon. I was the first person eliminated.
Well, you got Oregon.
Yeah, but the second game of the tournament, BYU, they were the second tip-off. Michigan State, Mississippi State was the first. Lost that one, by the way. So my bracket on picked the wrong one, got another one right.
And you're cursed, though, with your own words you gave yourself. Don't save teams. Why would you not just go with Kentucky?
Oh.
Kansas.
Woo.
And Vols.
I understand what you're saying, but they were a 9.5-point favorite. I thought BYU's going to win one game in this tournament. Let's go ahead and use them. I liked Oregon. And they lost first game, and I was just like, my strategy may be flawed of using these really weird teams in the beginning, like the 6-7 seeds, and not using the 1-2 seeds. But tomato, tomato, I'm eliminated except for one. I had an entry, and I did Oregon with just one pick. So I'm still alive in that one.
And we knew the Vols were slow playing everybody. They acted like they sucked, and now they beat a team by 35. They look like a team again. But I mean, the last two games that were meaningless in the SEC tourney, they just didn't want to go deep in that. So I guess they planned to lose that game. Smart. And then the game before that was meaningless against Kentucky, and they got their ass kicked.
Here's the thing. It's March. The tournament, the teams that looked amazing yesterday come tomorrow look like dog crap. That's how it works. It's a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde tournament. You can blow teams out by 30. The next day you're winning, you're in a nail biter because that's just the nature of the tournament.
But hold on. Hold your nuts real quick. Say a woman goes shopping and she's just feeling it, finding great clothes. This is maybe a terrible analogy. You know, she's finding good stuff.
Yeah.
She's cooking, okay, on the golf course. Typically, the golfer that starts out on Thursday winning is going to be in it all weekend because he's cooking. You don't think that is the same translate to basketball?
No.
They can go good, bad.
Good, bad.
I figure if
I mean, go look at last year. I will tell you an example.
My example is this. Well, those teams aren't going to play again.
Who?
The team, the Colorado States of the world. The one team, they scored 11 in the first half.
They?
I bet they could, if they played again, and I'd ask if they are playing again today, a scrimmage game or something, tell me, are you cold again today? Because my theory is they were so cold, I bet they continue to be cold.
But they won on Tuesday. They were hot. They blew Virginia out.
Tuesday was a different week. It's all about the weekend. So this weekend could be different than next weekend. The Elite Eight and Final Four, those are different weekends. This weekend, I bet the teams that shot hot, that kid, the Oakland guy, Golder.
Oh, dude, good. He was
go nuts or whatever.
Hey, big nuts is what he's called.
Yeah, him, he was 10 for 20. I bet he goes 10 for 20 again. He's going to continue to be hot. Did you hear him on the mic? We're not a Cinderella. Peace out. And then he's out.
That's awesome.
He grabbed it from his coach. Coach was, I said, wonder why the coach was that. They're playing a replay of the game. It was so damn good.
Dude.
I thought, why is the coach that with it? Dude's been doing it for 40 years.
Bro, coacher, he's been coaching at the same school for 40 years.
He coached the dad of a kid that he recruited that's on the team, and his dad was taking pictures as a photographer.
That's cool and all. But to be at the same school, some small-ass school, for 40 years, that's unbelievable.
And you realize the NIL has, I had this deep, deep thought yesterday, has totally changed the landscape of how coaches talk to their teams. No more do you preach heart and courage and they're Goliath, we're David. Now you just go in there like, hey, you guys realize if we win, you get new NIL endorsements. Every game, you're making yourself $5,000 more in NIL deals. As a team, as a campus, we will delete that. The AD, the chancellor, they will be more inclined to get you partnerships with car dealerships, this, because you're making them money. Oakland probably made $5 million in advertising by winning that game. That's the talk you need to have in the locker room. It's about money. You guys like money? Win the fucking game. As a coach, that's what I'm saying.
That's a valid point.
I was just thinking that, dude.
It's a valid point. Hey, it's not. Guys, you have one shot at this.
You got to go get it for the Gipper.
There is no guarantee. This could be your last basketball game. You got to want it more than the other team. No, it's, hey, you win this game, there's $500,000 in your bank account. That's pretty damn motivating.
Yeah, and I'm going to pay you guys it. That's illegal, Ray.
But, Ray, I mean...
Oh, the third... The biggest things we had to talk... We've never had a show this big. We got to talk about Riley in Nashville.
Yeah.
We got to talk about March Madness, which we delved into.
We haven't delved into it at all.
Dude, Shohei Ohtani scandal.
Dude, it's bananas.
I mean, there's three massive stories. Darren Rovell had the best tweet. He goes, If I never thought a story could upstage March Madness. He goes, this Shohei Ohtani scandal, $5 million getting... fraudulently taken by his translator.
I don't believe it was fraudulently taken, though. That's what's weird, is their whole story changed.
It did
one day to another to the next. He didn't know anything about it, but then he was the one that offered to pay it off, then it's, oh, he didn't know anything about it. So I don't really I think they started freaking out like, oh, no, he shouldn't have any knowledge of what's going on. So let's change our story. So it's really weird. But my whole thing is,
it's not illegal though to give your buddy money for a loan.
If they're not betting on baseball, who gives a damn?
Legal in Cali,
but they were. Oh, it's illegal to gamble in Cali?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew they were doing it with someone illegally, or the translator was, but I just thought that meant he had a bookie instead of using DraftKings as promo code SORELOSERS.
Thanks. My question is this. The translator was also his money guy? If he just did it without him knowing it. If they're sticking, the current story is Ohtani, the biggest player in Major League Baseball right now, who signed an $85 million deal, lost $5 million from his buddy's gambling addiction because his buddy's the worst gambler ever. And good thing he got caught before March Madness. He would have lost a shitload more money.
Great point.
And what they're saying is that Ohtani didn't know about it, is their current stance on it.
Yeah, but he came to Ohtani when he signed that big contract. He's like, hey, man. This is what's going on.
This is fact.
I think this is what their story was. He came to Shohei and he's like, hey, I'm in debt. Can I get a loan? And supposedly he offered to pay it for him. And that's just, it's weird in his own right. But then once they found out that Shohei was associated with it, they came out and changed the story and said, oh, no. Shohei did not offer to pay for it. He knew nothing about it because.
Well, that's not true. I mean, how could that dude get access to $5 million of Shohei's money? And the loan transfer said Ohtani.
Because on the tagline.
I mean, dude's got to have a trust or something, right?
The tagline even says loan on the payment.
They said the bookie goes, yeah, they always just have memos on it. Just put loan.
That'll keep
us clear from the feds.
According to my source, after that interview, Shohei's team got some lawyers involved and they said something. Like, no, you can't be involved with this at all. Even paying off debts to an illegal bookie is not a good look and maybe even still illegal. Our story is he stole it from you. Then Wednesday, the interpreter goes back to ESPN and says, Shohei had no idea about the money. I did everything on my own. He's trying to now get Shohei 100% away from this.
Correct. And the guy says, his interpreter says, I'm just a bad gambler. I want to make good for this. And he'll go to jail. But Ohtani, though, is he going to get suspended by Major League Baseball?
It's a great question.
And also, is that why he got traded to the Dodgers?
He didn't get traded. He was a free agent.
Because it's still near the bookie. And it all got busted because the bookie got busted. And so then they're able to see the Rolodex of all the clients. One of the clients, this guy that's connected to Ohtani. Oh, what about this payment? It came from Ohtani.
Yeah. I just don't have a problem with it. If they're not betting on baseball, I don't give a damn.
You can lose $50 million. But the feds do give a damn. They don't want interstate trafficking.
That's a great point.
Of the dollar.
It's not about what we care about. It's what the feds, because they're.
You got to take a break.
They're betting illegally.
You got to take a break.
From my sources.
Arnold just.
From my sources, they said Shohei in the locker room was very quiet. Just watched anime on his computer, didn't even really understand how other sports work, didn't know the rules. So they don't know if they believe that Shohei was not involved. They said, now if this story came out about a center fielder,
Puig.
That you find in the water when you go fishing, wouldn't be surprised. Guy always wanted action on everything.
Who? Well,
if you go fishing in the water, you can catch this sometimes. Center fielder. Former team of Shohei.
Oh!
Said wanted action, like Michael Jordan. Action on everything. So if that story came out about him, probably. But my source does not believe Shohei. All he did was watch anime. Didn't even understand how other sports worked. But that is, it is a weird thing.
Hell of a source.
And maybe that's why they shipped him to do the start of the season over in Korea or wherever they started it. That way, this wouldn't be on the front pages, but it still made the front pages.
You gotta take a break.
We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I mean, that was some unbelievable information. If you guys don't care about your personal lives, rewind that, because that was unbelievable. I'm now piecing together what you just all said. But yeah, I was just repeating kind of what I heard on TV and stuff, and I guess it broke in January, so Shohei's known about this. So these video clips of him and his translator just laughing together, so he for sure knew about it. If it broke in January, the feds have been involved, baseball's known about it for a while. We usually find out about stuff 2 months after the fact.
Correct.
So what I'm saying is, I mean, Ohtani definitely. What I'm saying, my own personal opinion, Ohtani loaned him the money. And now they're like, oh, crap, is that illegal?
He 100% loaned him the money.
Right, but the current situation is the translator says he stole it.
Yeah, because I don't, like you say, I don't know how the interpreter.
Can you loan somebody $5 million? Yes. You got to pay taxes and weird stuff on it. Yes. Can you loan somebody $5 million for gambling losses? I don't know. And that's where we currently sit. Illegal gambling losses.
Illegal gambling losses. If it's just at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, I mean, you can get B. Marsh. You can call Jay Cutler up, and he can bring you money.
Jason. Dude, did you see that FanDuel? Oh, they can take out, if you owe child support and you win, they can take it out of your account.
That's funny. I saw the post on the
out of your betting account.
It makes sense. They can take it out of your paycheck. Why can't they take it out of your betting?
Oh, my gosh. That's a twist.
I mean, that's wild. Hey, I just hit a $500,000 parlay. I only get $2,000 of it? What the hell? Oh, I got to pay for those 12 kids, man. Happens.
I won the Sore Losers March Madness. Now I got to play for Billy and Johnny.
Yeah, I mean, Ray, and then you said something to me yesterday that it's like 30 minutes before the tournament starts. And Ray listened to me and goes, I'm really disappointed in you, Lunch. I'm like, why? He goes, when we came into the pod on Monday, I expected you to announce a Sore Losers podcast bracket. And here we are on Thursday, tournament's about to start, and you never started one. I'm disappointed in you.
But that was real talk. I honestly did think you were going to have in your back pocket, I'm starting this tournament, guys. We're going to bring us all together. Because, I mean, the nation is getting stronger and stronger. And we do the football one, which is a $7,000 pot. We get involved 48 of our listeners. This could have been massive to scale. We did a coin flip madness. We were so addicted. Not to gambling, having fun. So now is what I'm asking. Why? Why, man?
Because it's hard to
collect. High.
It's hard to collect money from 200 people.
And that's the person. That's the perfect explanation.
It's like I would have to sit there and check my Venmo over and over and over and over. And okay, this person's Venmo. Now let me find their email. Send them the email. Send them the link. Send them the password. Did they get in? Is there any problems? Is it running smoothly? Now I have three kids. Arnold is of no use. If Arnold would step up and he would run it, I would have no problem.
Okay.
But Arnold is too busy, you know, hanky-panking with Abby. He's getting drunk on St. Paddy's Day. He doesn't take this job seriously, and I just don't have the time to have 300 people sending me $20 at a time, $20 at a time, and trying to keep up with it. I have a hard enough time with my family bracket getting my parents in, getting my sister in, getting Batter's Box in, getting his wife in, getting cousin Andrew in, getting Garrett in. It's hard. It's just time consuming. So the people that ran one on the Facebook page think Jen Nicole. Props. Appreciate it. We did it in the years past, but it was a lot. It's a lot.
And that is why, what led me to my next point, we're starting a second chance bracket. I'm just fucking with you.
I was like, Ray?
That's the worst best idea you've ever had.
But Ray, hey.
But we got to collect the money in the next hour before the game starts.
Tip off is in like 3 minutes,
hey,
man.
Hey, guys, start funneling us money. I don't care if you're at work. Tell your boss.
Hey, you should have made your picks before. You should have known, man. You should have somehow telepathically known we were second chance bracket. So, hey, me and Ray got a leg up. But if you'd like to enter, $25.
Our bracket's all filled out. You guys are going to miss a couple games, but let's go.
Let's roll.
No, I just really thought it could have been something. Should have, could have, would have. Hindsight's 50-20. So what I'm saying is next year maybe we do it. It would have brought people together. It's really something you can talk about. It's bonding. Your figure of 200 people is way short. I bet we'd have had 1,000.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I mean. And
you're going to be getting $1,000. You'd have been getting $20,000?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God we didn't do it.
And here's another thing. I realized that I could have started the bracket 3 weeks ago because you can set it up on Yahoo or ESPN weeks in advance. So I could have been taking payments, but that means I got to be checking my Venmo for 3 freaking weeks. Yeah. That's a lot of crap.
Yeah.
Or maybe we do it $100 and cap it at 100 people.
I mean, you should have just asked eBay, Showy's guy.
Oh.
He would have done it.
Hey. Hey, man, I know how you can get your gambling debts back. Help us run this March Madness pool, man. Now my question for you is, Ray, how'd you sleep last night?
Oh, I didn't even know we were going to go this direction.
I know.
Oh.
I'm going to set it up. Why?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it wasn't great because Baser kept asking me, are you going to go to bed? Dude, I was watching the games. I was all in on the Oakland game. I put on the Instagram, Slur Losers Podcast, I believe, if it's not, who cares? And I said, guys, turn on Oakland now. I was on the game almost the whole time.
I was on it the whole time.
I mean, the kid's draining threes like Caitlin Clark.
Dude, he was on fire, sticking out his tongue. My five-year-old's watching it with me. He's like, Dada, why did he stick out his tongue?
Don't know if he was doing some of the things with the flashbacks of Kentucky past, but Kentucky players used to pull out an arrow and shoot an arrow. He was doing that. He was doing the double handguns in his pocket. He was doing the Michael Jordan tongue. Whatever the dude's name is, Godecki? Dude, he was electric.
Dude, he was doing the shoulder shrug like Jordan when he's going back on D. I mean, he's throwing off-balance S at the screen. I mean, it was awesome to watch. And I kept thinking, okay, this is where they melt. This is where they melt. This is where they melt.
But they don't, because they have melted. That other lefty who's a great ball handler draining.
Dude. Oh, whoosh. That dude in the corner, big nuts with 4 seconds to go.
That was the biggest shot of the game.
Oh, my God. It was incredible.
Because the lead was kind of dwindling.
It was down to one. Mm-hmm. It was down to one, and they said, onions from the corner. The lefty. I think his name was like Stokes or Strokes or Smokes.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Different strokes, Ray.
It was awesome.
Different folks.
But my five-year-old was into it.
And our management, upper management, suits and mustaches, are huge Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't think he has a suit, don't think he has a mustache, but he is definitely upper management.
And I was telling Lunch, he started drinking at the beginning of the game because Kentucky never led.
No.
And so then his drinking probably continued. If the sucky thing is, once you start drinking and your team just keeps doing worse, you just keep going down that depression den of drinking. he was probably sautéed by the end of the game.
100%. Didn't watch the rest of the games. Didn't watch the nightcaps. He was too busy. It was blurry. He couldn't tell. He had tears and alcohol, so that makes it really hard to watch TV. It was fantastic.
So my adrenaline was up, and so I said, I have to watch the beginning of the Vols game.
You know what? Let's just talk about the Kentucky game for a minute. I know we were doing How Did You Sleep, but that Kentucky game.
I slept great, man.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now.
Thanks.
No. We started getting into it, and then we'll get back to how you slept.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
Kentucky fans, John Calipari might be the most overrated coach in college basketball history.
He knows how to bring them in.
He knows how to bring them in and get them to the NBA. That one and done thing was cool, but now it doesn't work. You don't have time to develop the players. You don't have time to develop their bodies. Reed Shepherd, I think that's his name, he looks like a little kid out there. He has no muscle. He is playing against grown-ass men. They don't know the pressures of March. They've never been in the NCAA tournament. They don't have anybody to lean on. They don't have that grit that, oh my God, I know what this pressure is like when it's going to get tough. They don't know how to dig deep because they've only been there for 4 months and they're walking out the door. That one and done, when you're playing against these teams that have been together for years, it doesn't work. Mm. It's cool. John Calipari likes it. You want to know why he likes it?
Because it's cute.
It's cute. He gets these five-star recruits, and they go to the NBA, and he has friends in the NBA. Look at me. I'm hanging out with John Wall. Look at me. I'm hanging out with – I don't even remember who else he's coached that's in the NBA.
Oh, my gosh. Carl Anthony Towns.
Yes, SGA.
Malik Monk. They got Booker.
It used to be DeMarcus Cousins. So he feels cool because he has all these NBA players, but he's not winning. And what I hate about John Calipari –
because they did, I don't know, last year, but the year before they lost to St. Peter's.
They've lost to crappy teams year after year after year. They've won one game in like the last 4 or 5 years in the NCAA tournament.
But admit, that was the upset we needed for the madness.
Yes, because the morning games.
Ray, the madness is upon us.
The morning games sucked. They were all pretty much blowouts.
They suck because we're fucking at work. I was trying to run out of here, dude. I was going 90 down the interstate.
I understand,
to get home.
But there wasn't. I mean, Morehead State hung with Illinois for a little bit, but then they got the doors blown off of them. BYU, I mean, it was an upset, but they weren't really – they were losing the whole game pretty much.
I may have had YouTube TV on the phone at a stoplight. I said, what am I doing? Turn the phone off, threw it on the dashboard.
That's a bad idea. But
– I didn't do it for more than a light.
I don't like John Calipari because when he's winning, it's all about him and how great he's doing developing the players. They interviewed him outside the locker room last night.
Yeah, what did he say? I never heard this.
Oh, I'll tell you exactly what he said. He goes, yeah. Our guys just didn't. Some of our guys, they didn't play up to how they're supposed to play. They've been playing better than that all year, and then they're just throwing the ball away. They can't run inbounds plays. They can't execute nothing. He goes, let me tell you, our preparation was amazing, but then they got out on the court. So he throws all the blame on the players. The preparation was great. The coaching was phenomenal.
Blame the Arnolds.
Blame the Arnolds. But when they're winning, yeah, we did a really good job. It's all about him, and he gets all the praise and glory.
Right, that's what we do. We blame Arnold. Let me say this. Calipari's walking off the court. Did you see all the Texas Tech players? Because they're the next game, and those are the teams.
Oh, I didn't see
those. Those are the teams that play Oakland. And so the Texas Tech players are sitting there, and Calipari's walking by, and they're all like, oh, shit, it's the coach. He's all pissed. But then at the same time, they're like, well, damn, what's this team that we got to play? But Calipari just marched right off, and all the players are laughing to get, like, kind of looking at him like, oh, coach.
Hey, but don't worry, Tech. You're not going to be playing anybody.
But they ended up
losing. You got your ass kicked, Tech. Don't worry about it. You're not going to be playing either. You don't have to worry about Oakland because you're going home. Yeah. You in Kentucky and can set up a scrimmage. But John Calipari has got to change the way he recruits. Or it's going to be the same. You're not going to win with all these young freshmen. You have to have a mix. And I understand they had a couple guys that were older, but most of their roster is young freshmen, and that's what you're depending on. You can't win that way. You have to have some upperclassmen, and you can have some star freshmen. You can't have all five-star freshmen and think you're going to win it. It doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
And NIL money. All these players are staying around. Some of these teams are staying around because they're getting paid.
What they need, a stat they need to have is how much NIL money Kentucky got and how much NIL
Oakland
money
got.
Oakland
oh
got
God.
From Auburn Hills, Rochester, New York. Actually, that's a wealthy part of Michigan. They probably maybe had some car dealership money. Here's the coach. He said, yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know how the f*** we did it.
No, he said, I told him, just keep shooting, guys. Keep shooting. You guys are the best. Keep shooting. We're good.
He said they were never scared of Kentucky. And what did he say? Is this good for you? He didn't do my speech where you got to talk money a little bit.
Because they don't have any money. And he did say that. He goes, we have a chance to change our lives.
Yeah, that, he said that. And that might have started my thought, how the money can change your lives. And that needs to be part of your speech. But their parents, I think, are rich. Oakland is rich, dude.
No, no, but just because you go to Oakland doesn't mean you live in Oakland, dude. These guys are from other places.
Great point.
I mean, you know they're recruited, right?
Yeah. This was the most nameless Kentucky. I couldn't tell you one guy on their team. They flew, though. Man, they had some hell of a games at bars. You look up and Kentucky had 99 points.
They couldn't
that was
hit
a hell.
And that's what Calipari said. We didn't deserve to win. He goes, you know, we usually hit shots. We didn't hit shots today. Wide open, we missed them. And I'm like, bro, quit selling out your damn team. I've never liked him. I think he's so overrated. But because he gets these flashy recruits every year, it's God, Kentucky's going to win it all.
Oakland will win again. Some weak-ass North Carolina State team.
Oh, I don't know. That big guy from North Carolina State was awesome last night. He was awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
I didn't watch it at all. And also, my take, if you guys really want to bet March Madness, it's how you're supposed to bet it is how you're not betting it. What you should do is, if you're a smart, sentient, amazing person, American, watch all of Thursday and Friday's games, every game, and then you bet a futures, and you parlay it with an NBA team, you parlay it with an MLB home run leader, and you win yourself $100,000. Instead, we're all experts before the games start. Why don't you not fill out a bracket and watch Thursday and Friday games? You'll really know how these teams are going to play. And then you make a pretty educated futures bet to win $100,000 instead of taking a shot in the dark at a million that nobody ever wins.
So after watching yesterday's games,
who's
going to win it all?
Well, I only got half the teams.
Okay, well, of those half the teams, who's going to make it to the Final Four?
Gonzaga surprisingly looked great, but just because...
They played a dog shit team.
Tennessee looked amazing, but I can see how Tennessee could go ice cold.
But they played a dog shit team.
I love Tennessee's bench. They can go about 90.
I agree with that.
So I like that, but I can tell how they can go ice cold. I would say give me... Well, I still haven't seen UConn. I haven't seen Houston. I haven't seen... Who's the other one seed?
Purdue.
I didn't even watch that game.
I haven't played yet.
Oh. I haven't seen UConn, Purdue, or Houston.
North Carolina played. They blew the doors off them.
They scored the highest of all the teams.
Illinois looked great. Like I was saying, like if you're going off yesterday, it's Illinois versus Gonzaga in the championship.
They were tied at half.
Yeah, but then they blew them out.
Do you remember who told you about you, Illinois? Justin!
Well, hey.
When they had Baycock. Remember Baycock?
No, they didn't have Baycock. Baycock?
No, not Baycock for North Carolina. They had Cockburn.
Cockburn. They had Cockburn.
Always remember the Cocks, baby.
You always remember Cock. But Danger, down low for Illinois, good God, that dude was good.
Is that the slender dude?
No, he was a big dude.
What about the slender Reaper? He's
Oh,
legit.
He was good. Hawkins or whatever. Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, that BYU kid, I don't know, I forgot his name, Jordan Hawkins, phenomenal. I mean, get him over to Kansas. Why don't we got a stud like that? That dude was filling it up. He came off the bench, and he was just draining.
Did they
win? No, they lost.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But he still drained. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about how I slept. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562 562- 314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values. Premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Ray, let me tell you.
I went to bed late because of Vols game and then had to get up early.
I went to bed late. I stayed up for the end of the Kansas game, and let me tell you.
That was midnight.
Oh, yeah. It was midnight, baby. And I slept great. I was about to not sleep at all. I was about to be so sad and depressed. No sweat, though, man. You guys worried, oh, Geeta, your butthole was puckered. No, man. Kansas had that in the bag. I mean, and
we got our bag.
I was worried the podcast was going to be canceled until further notice.
I mean, for other reasons.
But you know what? My boys from Kansas, they said, nah, don't worry about it, Lunchy. Don't worry about it, Lunch. We're going to go ahead and take care of business. Samford, we're going to let them get close.
Finn to cook.
And we're finn to cook.
How many times did you say to the kids, we finn to cook?
Never.
You got to teach them that.
Because they're like, no, we're not, Dada. What are we going to make? And I'm like, no, never mind. Like, you don't understand.
Dude, you should read my text with Boomer. I go, hey, Finn to cook.
But Michigan he's 16.
State. But I go, Michigan State to the ship. And he goes, no, dog, they ain't on top. And I go, Michigan State to the ship. And he goes, they ain't Finn to cook. And I said, yeah, they Finn to cook. And he goes, no, they sold. He said, my team on top. Over to you.
So, yeah, I slept great last night. I'm in Kansas. And I don't want to hear anybody saying, oh, what about that call when he went up for the dunk? I don't know what replay you're watching. He clearly got him on the arm. It was an absolute foul. That was the right call. You know it was. Don't tell me Samford got robbed. Get out of here with that crap. Timberlake, Justin's nephew, got crushed on the arm. That's why he flung backwards, fell so hard on the ground, and he got up and he made his free throws. We were like 3-10 at that point from the free throw line in the second half, but we absolutely earned that. I was never sweating it for a second. Did you see the replay? Was it a foul, Ray?
Bro, I haven't seen a second of that game.
Oh, you haven't seen the play that everybody's like, oh, it was all ball. It was all ball. Shut up. You guys just are Kansas haters.
I tried to watch as much as I could. Baser was under the weather. I was getting her stuff, massaging her because it helps her with her bones. And she goes, oh, did you want to watch this today? And so I can't be like, yeah, it's March Madness. I go, yeah, I could throw on a game. But I was watching on the phone. You know?
Oh, I got home.
Dude, how did I tell you about the quad cam?
Didn't even watch quad cam. Don't know how to do it.
Just go to home and then scroll down.
I'll have to figure that out. I'll be honest. I didn't know how to do that. I was just flipping back and forth.
I was rocking quad all day.
I might need to do that because it's hard to flip back and forth. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I got home yesterday and my kids are home. And
who
I got
are you?
My five-year-old
dad.
I got the call, by the way, on Wednesday at 1:30 that, oh, your kid has a fever. I was like, he does? I am shocked.
I only pumped him with Motrin.
Only pumped him with Motrin just so I could get through work. And so I went and got him. So they stayed home yesterday. So the five-year-old is watching his show because he's sick in the living room. And then in the other room where that we have the other TV, the three-year-old or the four-year-old and two-year-old are watching. I walk in. I tell the four-year-old, hey, man. This has got to go off. Basketball's got to go on.
Yeah, March sickness.
And he starts throwing it. Why on this TV? I never get. And I'm like, listen, you want to watch basketball with Dada? You can hang out.
Go watch it with the butler.
And he did not want to watch it with me. So anyway, that's that. Now let's get to the Kansas game again. Guys, 100%. It was all ball. I was joking. I was sweating my balls off. I was puckered more than you know. I was pacing the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game because Samford would not go away. They were a little cockroach. You would stomp on them and they'd be like, bloop, we're back. My dad absolutely is such a dumbass. I'm talking to him in the first half, and he goes, well, by the way, look of it, Kansas has no problem. This is Samford can't hang. Unless they start hitting their threes, it's going to be a blowout.
Well, he wouldn't do good with my two-day watch the games theory than make a bet.
Well, here's the thing. That's what they do. They hit threes. We have six players that can play basketball. We have one guy that can dribble the basketball. He got in foul trouble. We were throwing the ball all over the court. It was like we had never seen someone guard us before, and we're just throwing it all over the place. We got so damn lucky to win that game. And yes, it was an absolute block on that play. When he went up for that dunk, it was a block. 100% he got all ball. I think the refs anticipate foul in that situation, and they called it a foul. So yes, they got it wrong. But here's my thing. Just before that, KJ Adams dove on the floor, got the ball, and we're calling timeout, and they don't give us the timeout.
Tee out?
And then people dive on top of him. They call jump ball. Samford hit a three.
Jay ball?
If they just give us the timeout, then it's all equal. But they didn't. So whatever. Yes, they missed the call. I've got to say, in college basketball, we need to have a challenge.
See, challenge?
Just like in the NBA, when you can challenge a call.
No, dude. It slows the game down so much.
No.
You
get one challenge per half or one challenge a game. I don't care what
you want them to throw the flag on the field like they do in
football. I just want them to hit a buzzer.
Like Coach Calipari will have to pull up the suit jacket, and then he's got the red flag in his sock, and then he just throws it onto the court, throws the laundry.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want you to just hit a buzzer right there. Like, I want a little button on the scores table. You hit the button, a light goes, it's a challenge. Because that's fine. One a half or one a game. That way, that call could have been challenged.
Yeah.
I don't want more reviews. We review too much crap.
Out of bounds. Inbound.
Oh, my God. The last...
Can I say about the out of bounds? You can't even tell on the replays who touched it, whose finger touched it last.
And
you can't. It's not football where you're looking at feet. You're looking at I don't know why football's easier to see. But all I know is the ones I saw where they slowed it down. I mean, I don't know whose finger it touched last.
It's supposed to be clear and obvious, right, Ray? That's what they say, clear and obvious. And if not, you look at it two times and get on with life.
An object in motion stays in motion.
They stay over there for 10 minutes.
What did I tell you? When I was a public address announcer, it's tough to work the clicky mouse.
Dude. The end of the Kansas game, they reviewed like four plays in the last 2 minutes.
Thank God I didn't stay up.
And so it's like they're out of timeouts, but guess what? Oh, we're going to review it. So it's just a free timeout. Stop with all the reviews. You get one challenge per half, and let's move on with our life. That is it. You want a challenge if that was off of him? Challenge it. You want a challenge if it was a foul? Challenge it. That's it. No more damn reviews over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Hang up and listen.
It kills the freaking game.
Coach, we have to talk about, I don't know if we have another commercial break, we have to talk about Riley and his disappearance in Nashville.
We will. I just want to say, the morning games were bad. I talked to my brother, Batter's Box.
He's like,
these have been the stinkers. And I said, you know what that means?
Wait, you talked to Batter's Box?
Well, he texted.
What up, everybody? It's Batter's Box here.
And I said, it's going to be upset city tonight and tomorrow then. It never goes the whole first round with no, like, huge upsets. And last night, the upsets came with Kentucky going down. Kansas almost – we got exciting basketball for once.
Yeah.
And we're going to have exciting basketball again today. But now we're going to take a break, and we're going to talk about something sad. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe.
Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Are we talking about this?
Yeah, go for it, man. You're the expert. I'm
not. I texted you. I said, if we find his body, we need to preemptive coverage of this and not even talk March Madness all show.
Yeah, you did.
Get this, though. So on TikTok, this person was going live, and there was a bunch of ambulances down there, and I guess it was another body they just pulled from the river.
Oh, so when...
Dude, what did I tell you? People go in the Cumberland all the time, and that's what we're starting to find. Also, if you committed a crime and threw something in the river...
Oh, man, bad time to do it.
I'm talking about years ago.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And now that crime's going to get re-brought back up? Dude, they're pulling bodies out every other day. But... what I did is I don't like all these TikTokers just going right to the scene of the crime on Gay Street in Cumberland where it intersects.
Yeah.
Why are they not going where the river flows?
I agree.
So I did the math. I'm going to tell you what I did, and then I'm going to tell you it was validated. The river flows at 1.78 feet per second, which is 3 miles an hour. Roughly, if the river continued, it would right now it would have gone over 300 miles, the body. Since his disappearance.
Okay.
So that's in another state. But the Cumberland River doesn't flow that far. And there's also dams. So I said, why aren't they looking at dams? So I looked at the first dam that you can potentially get to from the Cumberland River. It's past where I used to live at Bell's Bluff. And it's the Cumberland. It's the Cheatham Dam.
Okay.
And so I saw a news place last night. They go, we're here in Ashland City. Well, that's about 10 miles from Cheatham Dam. Why are they not at Cheatham Dam? Well, and then I turned on the news this morning, and they said, we're live right now at Cheatham Dam.
Oh.
So, I mean, I was on to something, but I guess the news stations were as well. But they still haven't found the body, and what they're doing is they're doing some stuff. It's called, like, burping the water.
What is
if
that?
I don't know. If there's stuff in the water bodies, it'll rise.
Really?
Yeah, and so they also, though, the reason the dam might not have stopped the body if he did fall in the water is, I guess there's these brush removers. They remove the brush removers, so if there was a body, it would float through. Like, maybe if he was still alive or something like that.
No, he probably wasn't alive. The body was probably... he was probably dead, but...
but they said they removed him so that the body could just keep flowing. But now they got people camped out at Cheatham Dam looking in. You know, they're going to find something. I was wrong. I said usually it takes months. I think they find him in the next couple of days. Because it's been 2 weeks.
I mean, the body has to be so badly decomposed. Right.
But it's still findable. I mean, there was the Murdoch case where that girl from the boat crash fell in. They found her 8 days after the fact. Right now, we're at about 14 days. It was 2 weeks ago. So I really do. In the next couple of days, I think they find something. Because now they're actually widening the search to where they're going from us 40 miles. I mean, the people that are just going down by the bridge, guys, it's not there.
Yeah, it's not right there. It's not just going to fall and just sit there. Like, it's moved.
And then the TikTok livers, we were watching it. You got to love Nashville, dude. This one lady goes, and she goes, okay, we're over here. Remember I told you there's that fort by the river? She goes, we're here in this Nashville fort. Oh, that's human feces. Somebody shit there. I mean, yeah, like, that's Nashville. Like, there's all these, like, paper towel rolls where guys just shit there along the river. And they're learning there's colonies there. I mean, there might be 200 homeless people that live there.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, and so the TikTok live lady's like, oh, I'm sorry, I just showed human feces.
Do you think he just stumbled into the water? Like, now that we've had more time to think about it, did he go over there, like he sees the cop, right?
Bro.
He sees the cop.
Yeah.
Says hi to the cop.
Yes. And he's camera footage we got.
And then he's like, man, I got to piss. And he's like, I just saw a cop. I can't get in trouble for peeing in public. I'm going to go over here under the bridge where no one can see me. Goes to take a piss.
And falls.
And falls.
I haven't heard that. That's genius. I didn't think of the pissing aspect. I just thought of the, why not go down by the river? That's cool. And dude, it is. I've said it from the podcast day one. Cliffy. I wouldn't even walk. I think a TikToker fell in the water the other day.
Really?
Like, yeah, you're not just going down there. Oh, I'm an investigator. No, guys, it's dangerous. You should probably be a rock climber and throw some shit on shore and then scale down it. Me and Baser would never walk over there. Homeless, shit, and Cliffy. Like, now you're seeing the dirty underbelly of Nashville. They have all these cameras and the Cajun Navy's here and stuff. Dude, they're showing all these camera footage. Like, the whole river looks like shit. There's nothing but trash. It's like a cliff. I mean, sadly, those were the final moments of his life. It's just dangerous.
Can I just say that that could be the most beautiful thing if they wanted to put some money into it and create something like the Riverwalk in San Antonio, something where you can walk around Lady Bird Lake in Austin?
Mm-hmm.
It's really called Town Lake, but they call it Lady Bird Lake now. But I'm saying, like, they could do something, but now all it is just trash and garbage and nastiness.
And I was thinking, dude, why are they not cleaning that up? I mean, I get you're investigating and looking for stuff. Why not clean up the trash while you're doing it?
Yeah, why not bring a dump truck down there and just start throwing bags in there, because maybe you pick something up and you find a shoe. You know, you have no idea.
Yeah, and they said he had vomited on his shirt and taken it off. Maybe he still had it in his hand because they haven't found the shirt.
Oh,
somebody said he vomited on his shirt, and so they think maybe then he took his shirt off, and they're like, well, why can we not find the shirt?
Who said that?
It was out there.
The news or
yeah,
just...
Yeah, they're like, all the cameras never showed him vomiting.
Because they said that the family has seen non-released video footage, surveillance footage.
I mean, we've seen a lot of it.
But maybe there's a lot more that we're not seeing.
Yeah, and, what Baser was saying is, the hotel that his buddies were in... We would have saw footage if he went back to the hotel.
But he went in the wrong direction, right?
Correct. But it's, yeah, definitely the wrong direction. Just a thought, you know, what if he had died, passed out, overdosed, they were doing drugs or something like that, and then he died, and then somebody throws him in the river. That didn't happen.
I don't think that happened.
Right, because we didn't get footage from the hotel.
Right. And you would have seen them walking with him somewhere. They would have seen somebody walking with him.
Because the weird thing was the friends didn't call until 2 p.m. the next day. So they couldn't find him all night, slept all day.
But they were probably hammered, right?
Yeah.
And they get back to the room and they don't realize, and I don't know if they had one room, two rooms, three, I have no idea. Maybe they had a suite, so they don't go in the room that he's staying in maybe, or they're just so drunk they don't even notice. They just think, oh, he's in bed, and they pass out and they wake up the next morning like, wait a minute, where is he?
Yeah, and it was a frat thing, so Baser had said, what if it was a hazing type thing?
Like, he was doing the hate, because he's a senior.
Oh.
So he wouldn't be being hazed.
The family, though, has been, it'll help to get him found. They've been very open. Have you not thought that? Like, they had the cousin answering questions. There's a family friend. The parents are on the TVs.
I don't really watch as much. I read a little bit, but I'm like, I don't like seeing it because it's sad.
Well, the good one, or the, not the good ones, but the stuff you learn from is the TikTok, because it's actually people at ground one at ground level, but they just go to the spots that are where everybody's taking pictures by. I mean, and also I just 10 minutes ago said it wasn't good that the TikTokers are there, but then I said I was watching the TikTokers.
Yeah.
We have a path. We saw what he did. We saw where he last was. His card was down there by the river.
Yeah.
But there's so many colonies and stuff. It is crazy though that not one of the homeless people saw him fall in the river. And I've heard the homeless people aren't doing a good job of explaining things. One of the TikTokers interviewed a homeless person, and he goes, he was standing right behind his left shoulder was a sign that said missing Riley Green. And the lady said, do you know anything about that night and Riley missing? And he goes, there's somebody missing? I never heard about it. Like, how could you not? There's a sign right behind your left shoulder. So I think at times the homeless people, malnourished, on drugs,
messed up,
not really.
Middle of the night, they can't see who it is. They just think it's another homeless.
Not the best eyewitnesses. And the more bodies they're pulling out, you're realizing people were just, I mean, they're pulling bodies out.
Man, I don't know. It's crazy. It's wild.
But we've narrowed it down. I mean, he fell in the river.
Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious.
Somebody said he texted. Did you ever hear that?
No.
He said, good long or something. And the thought was maybe he was saying goodbye and then killed himself.
Nah.
But the iPhone, dude.
I'm not buying that.
I missed text on the iPhone.
When you're drunk, yeah, I mean, it's hard.
I think Baser said the other day I texted her Taco Dick, and she goes, what? And I said, I texted Taco Bell. No idea why it came across like that.
Maybe because you usually say you want my, never mind, not going to say it.
But any other findings?
I'm not going to say it.
Any other findings?
That's all that's all I've seen.
That river, I told you guys it cooks. Nobody believed me. His body, if there wasn't dams, would be 350 miles from us. That's how fast that mother effer is moving. Dude, that river is cooking.
Yeah.
I told you guys.
You're right.
Trying to think. Yeah.
My question is, see, this is why I don't like reading about, or like watching it and reading about it. Because I got three kids now, and I'm like, damn, one day I'm going to have to worry about that crap. I'm going to have to worry about them going out to the bars and getting that messed up. Because I look at me, I used to get hammered. I used to get stumbling drunk like that dude. I'm just like, it gives me the weird feelings. And I don't know, maybe parents out there already go through this, and maybe that's why when they're older, parents don't sleep because they're so worried about their kids. I don't know.
I mean, bro, my last two apartments, I lived on the river.
Dude. Yeah.
I mean, dude, our thing at Bell's Bluff, I overthrew Boomer one time a football, and that thing was in the river in 2 seconds because all of the river is a cliff.
Yeah.
I mean, we would go out there golfing in the middle of the night. All it would have taken is me to stumble once trying to hit it over the Cumberland River. Dude, I could have been in that river like that.
Yeah. When I'm, there's a golf course kind of over there that's on the river. And you see houses on the far side that are on top of the cliffs. And I'm just like, man, do you guys have kids or dogs or like, I mean, that just seems one step. Whoa! Let me get the tennis ball. Broom, 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 broom. See you later.
They are close.
They are right on it.
And it is because of that jagged edge, cliffy. It's very, very dangerous. And now I'm thinking, does Broadway make any ramifications? Are you going to start? Because that's not a place people go because it's dirty. There's more migrants. There's more of the impoverished down there. People really don't go towards the river.
No.
Do you think there's going to be more safety things up there?
They're going to put a fence up?
Or something? Or are there going to be any ramifications?
Or are they going to decide, okay, we need to rejuvenate the riverfront and make it a little more, like put a walking path with a fence and like...
Be gorgeous.
Yes.
But also then people are closer to the river and maybe that's why they've never done it because it's such a dangerous river.
Maybe. Also, I don't know.
I mean, how many people party on Broadway on a Thursday, Friday night? 20,000 a night?
Yeah.
I mean, every weekend, 100,000 people party. And only one has fallen in the river?
It's wild. It's just wild. It's what I'm saying. It's crazy. It's a weird thing. I don't know. But now let's talk about something.
Oh. That was our investigation.
Yeah. My question is, if you're a Kentucky fan, do you want Calipari fired?
Does he get fired before we even release this podcast? No. Dude, why would you not want Calipari and potential players for your team's living room? He's a great looking guy. I mean, he looks our age and he's probably 70. You're telling me there's gonna be another guy better out there than him? He's a snake oil salesman. He knows how to seal the deal.
He does.
Why would you not want that guy? They just maybe dick around at practice a little bit.
Oh man,
it's like one of the coolest schools in the country. You need a cool coach. He still remains a badass.
Wow. Mark Few is upset because during the Gonzaga game, they were playing McNeese State. On the big screen at the game, they were playing the Kentucky-Oakland game.
That's great.
That's messed up, dude. But, I mean, that game was a blowout, but he's like, man, watch my team. Calipari, the mold changes.
Hey, I want to credit the show. Can I credit a show?
Yeah. Can I just read you a quote from John Calipari real quick?
Whichever is more important.
The quote. Your show.
Dot.
Oh, damn it.
I heard it on the Pat McAfee show, and I never wanted to influence what I talk about. It doesn't, but they had an amazing observation.
What?
There's a guy for Nebraska, some lefty, that's the next Steph Curry. And the game is today. I believe it's tonight.
Are you kidding me? I saw the next Steph Curry yesterday with Goldie.
This guy's even better.
Okay.
Watch the game tonight. Watch the Nebraska game. Per the Pat McAfee show, they said this lefty, I mean, he shoots it out of the gym. It's worth watching.
I'll watch it.
Watch for the fireworks. He watch. He puts up 0 points.
Yeah.
Got that from...
Okay. John Calipari.
Hammer.
I've done this with young teams my whole career, and it's going to be hard for me to change that because we've helped so many young people and their families that I don't see myself just saying, okay, we're not going to recruit freshmen. Well, yeah, you can recruit freshmen, but you still need to keep some older guys. I'll look at other ways that we can do stuff, but you know there's this thing here. It's a different animal. We've been able to help so many kids and win so many games and Final Fours, national titles. You've won one national title, relax, and all this stuff. Win league championships with young guys. It's changed on us. All of a sudden, it's gotten really old. So we're playing teams that are average age. Our average age is 19. Their average age is 24, 25. So do I change because of that? Maybe add a couple older guys to supplement.
Supplement your income.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, CBS Sportsnet, they said, F*** it, dude. Play that Oakland-Kentucky game again. Just rerun it.
That is awesome.
That's
dude.
Our programming today.
Yeah, and this guy was pretty good, too, down low. I don't even know his name, but...
We should just replay another episode instead of this one. Probably be better ratings.
Yeah, probably. That is fantastic. I love March Madness. I got to get home. Games are starting. We got to go. All right.
Hey, and what did I tell you about people trying to prove how much of a fan they are? Justin tweets, I'll be sitting here for the next 96 hours watching basketball. Okay, Justin, and everybody else in America, you don't have to prove how much you, all over anybody else, love March Madness. If you're a red-blooded dude, you love March Madness, and now the women are into it too. So you're not the only one watching 96 straight hours. Justin, you'll find me here for the next 96 hours. Yeah, Justin, all of us. I didn't leave the couch. I have bed sores.
And just so you know, 16 games in, I have not hit a single square. I bought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 squares, and I've hit none. Oh, wait, maybe. Hold on.
Oh, my damn it!
What?
You idiot!
What?
They found him, I think.
Did they really?
You cocksucker.
Did they really? That's great, dude.
I literally predicted it.
They found him?
Yeah.
That's great, dude. That's great for the family. Don't be mad.
Breaking. Crews are working to remove a body discovered in the Cumberland River this morning. Think they found him. Cajun Army told their people to stand down. Riley Strain has been found. Bro.
That's great.
I just said he would be found in the next couple days, and now that's not validated because we're going to post this after it.
No, it's okay, but you don't need to react in a negative way that they found him.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay that they found him, and it's good that they found him, just so you know. I mean, that's great. Oh,
Metro Nashville. The body of Riley Strain was recovered from the Cumberland River in West Nashville this morning, which is what I predicted, approximately 8 miles from downtown. I said 40, Ashland City.
Wow.
Oh, 8 miles?
That's right by your place, dude.
Bro, it was... right next to Bell's Bluff.
Dang. That's terrible, man.
But you're right, though, for the family.
Yep.
Dude, they may have found it at the Bluff.
Dang.
Because that's where that river widens out, and there's also some logs where it can get caught up.
Oh, that's where it's found, dude.
I don't know where that is.
I don't either.
If it's a cliff, that's Bell's.
No, I'm going to tell you where this is. It's directly across from that golf course I was just telling you about.
What golf course were you telling me about?
About how you can see the houses on the ridge across the way.
Wow.
Damn.
So it only made it 8 miles. What happened to my theory of it going?
Well, it got caught up on something.
350 miles.
Yeah, your math was a little off, man. Just like your betting algorithms, a little off. Damn. All right. Well, have a good weekend, guys.
And you asked me the team. Didn't Kansas City Chiefs win back to back?
Yeah.
I think UConn does it.
And then I'm gonna tell you, yeah. I don't think they're going to do it. I need to pick a winner. Damn, I got to do that. Almost forgot. Dang. All right. Have a good weekend. That's just sad, dude. Even though you knew he was probably dead.
What the hell? Justin said, I said, Justin texted this morning, today I take hold of the bracket. And I responded, you need to take hold of a golf club. He responded, you used to golf prior to your... Can't say it.
Okay.
All right, man. That's crazy, right as we were ending.
Yeah. I mean, who's going to be my pick today to win?
You know who it is.
Who?
What did I just tell you? Nebraska.
Oh, I mean...
The new Steph Curry. They're even money.
Yeah. I just need a win, like...
Hey, why would you not do the one from that? They said he's going to change the game of basketball. Okay. Why would you not bet on that?
Because I don't give a damn about Dunt. I really don't give a damn about Dunt.
They talked about it for 20 minutes. I said, I have to bring it up, but I've got to.
I just got to find a winner today, man. Do I go the easy route and just take Baylor? I don't know.
You've watched them. They probably played Kansas twice this year.
They did. No, I'm just saying, I just got to find somebody that's going to win the game.
And if we have any listeners in Oakland and Auburn Hills, Rochester, Michigan, were any of y'all going to tell us about Goldie, the three-point master?
No crap.
Not one of y'all is going to text us about this kid from Oakland? We just have to find out on TV with everybody else? Remember, if you live in a city and something's going down, you're the eyewitness. You're the reporter. So tell us, and then we can tell the masses.
Yeah, we can't be everywhere, man.
Something crazy happens in Iowa in a cornfield. Some guy gets it shoved up his asshole. You're the local reporter. You tell us. We break the news, and then it makes mass media.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.